With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Stumping in North Carolina, Donald Trump urges supporters to vote.
I need you to do one thing. We don't want your money. I don't want any money. I don't want anything. We don't want. All we want is one simple thing. Get out on Tuesday and vote. Because we can't take a chance.
The former president says to avoid cheating by his opponents, urging his supporters to vote.
Too big to rig. We got to make it too big to rig. We can't let anything happen. With your help, we're going to defeat Kamala Harris, and we're going to make America great again. We're going to make it great. We're going to make America great again.
Also at SRNnews.com, politicians in Italy have called for a better protection of citizens' online data.
The call follows a probe into a hacking scheme that allegedly breached law enforcement, tax authority, and other sensitive public data. According to prosecutors in Milan, the data of at least 800,000 Italians was compromised in breaches dating from 2022 by a private investigative agency that compiled dossiers for a fee on top Italian business and political figures. Prosecutors were still investigating which officials had been targeted.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani described the breach as a, quote, threat to democracy, while the opposition Democratic Party called on Premier Giorgia Meloni to address Parliament about data protection issues. Live from New York, it's a presidential candidate scrounging for every vote in the final days before the election. Vice President Kamala Harris making a surprise trip to New York to appear on Saturday Night Live before briefly stepping away from the battleground states where she's been furiously campaigning earlier yesterday. This is SRN News. Do you trust your pastor? SRN's Michael Harrington.
Sounds like an unusual question, but Lifeway Research has been asking it, and the good news is that the vast majority of Protestants who attend church, 92%, say yes, they do trust their pastor. The Lifeway poll goes on to reveal that men are more likely than women to completely trust their pastor, 93% versus 89%. Churchgoers with evangelical beliefs are also more likely than those without such beliefs to be trusting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers and officials in several states are trying to fix the ailing public school system with an injection of scripture. Oklahoma State School Superintendent Ryan Walters has mandated that schools stock classrooms with Bibles. Louisiana passed a law requiring schools to post the Ten Commandments in classrooms, the subject of a federal lawsuit. And the Texas Education Agency has proposed a reading curriculum that includes stories from the Old Testament and the New Testament. This is SRN News. Britain's Conservative Party has selected Kimmy Baydock as a new leader, the first black woman to hold the office.
She replaces former Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who in July led the Conservatives to their worst election result since 1832. Baydock is a former software engineer who has pledged to rewire, reboot, and reprogram the British state.
Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia says the Britain's Conservative Party is trying to rebound from a crushing election defeat that ended its 14 years in power. 4 days have passed since tsunami-like floods swept through parts of Spain, covering many communities with sticky, thick mud. The cleanup task ahead remains gargantuan, and the hunt for bodies continues. Authorities say 213 people have died in the flash floods. At least 14 people have been killed when a concrete canopy crushed at the entrance of a railway station in the northern Serbia city of Novi Sad. More online at srnnews.com.